From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain moved one step closer to separation from the European Union late Wednesday when members of Parliament voted overwhelmingly to begin the process. Lawmakers voted 498 to 114 to trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty to begin Brexit negotiations. The vote represents a victory for Prime Minister Theresa May, whose government aims to begin the two-year separation process officially at the end of next month. European Union President Donald Tusk says China, Russia, and the United States, under the leadership of President Trump, are among the top external threats facing the bloc. His remarks came in a letter to 27 EU leaders before a summit which is scheduled for Friday in Malta. Tusk laid out a defense of the European Union, saying it has never faced more dangerous challenges. Israeli soldiers and police gathered Wednesday in the West Bank to carry out the eviction of about 50 Jewish families living in an unauthorized outpost there. Robert Berger has more.
Jewish settlers Wednesday clashed with Israeli security forces, which moved in to evacuate the illegal outpost of Amona in the West Bank. Dozens of settlers threw stones, burned tires, and set up barricades to hinder the advance of some 3,000 police and soldiers. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The Russian Navy denies that it fired on a Ukrainian aircraft. Ukraine says one of its planes was fired on from a Russian gas rig in the Black Sea. Russia's Black Sea Fleet says the Ukrainian plane made provocative low runs over the rigs and that a security officer fired a flare gun to drive it away. This is VOA News.